This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Farmers across the country are already beginning to sign up for the new Farmer Bridge Assistance Payments through USDA. The program was designed to provide short-term financial relief to producers ahead of the 26 growing season. And USDA officials say participation has been strong since enrollment first opened in late February. We'll hear more from USDA Undersecretary Richard Fordyce next.
Your local radio station brings you the pulse of your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network adds specialized ag content to help farmers make informed decisions. From county fairs to national ag news, we're here to tell the story of agriculture to everyone who needs to hear it. Together, we deliver a blend of local community and ag industry-focused information that rural Iowa relies on every day. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Richard Fordyce is USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and he says the sign-up period began in February on the 23rd, and farmers responded almost immediately. Within days, the FSA had already processed a large number of applications and had begun sending payments out to producers.
Well, Dustin, you know, great question. FBA, Farmer Bridge Assistance, sign-up began on February 23rd, and you know, lots of response literally that first day, and we've had, you know, amazing response every day since. As of last night, 352,000 applications have been received by the Farm Service Agency. Of those, well over 300,000 of those have been approved. And again, as of last night, $7.47 billion have been obligated to producers.
Fordyce says the speed of those payments has been important as farmers continue preparing for the growing season. Many producers are making those final input decisions right now, and having those funds arrive quickly can help with cash flow during an already challenging farm economy. He says USDA's worked to streamline the application process so farmers could get signed up quickly and move through the approval without unnecessary delays. In addition to visiting their local farm service agencies, producers can also apply through the online system using the login.gov account.
You know, Dustin, I think we talked earlier about urging folks to get a login.gov account set up. And, you know, the farmers that did that were able to actually access the program from a mobile device or from a desktop or whatnot. And of the 350,000 applications, we have almost 50,000 of those actually came through the login.gov security front door.
Fordyce said that digital access option is part of a broader modernization effort within USDA. The department is working to make it easier for farmers and ranchers to interact with multiple agencies without having to repeatedly fill out the same paperwork or provide the same information. But whether producers choose to sign up online or in person, Fordyce says the key message right now is making sure farmers know the program is available and take advantage of it before the mid-April deadline.
It will. The sign-up deadline is April 17th. When we designed the program, you know, we knew that universe of acres. We knew, obviously, because we developed the payment rates per crop, per acre, and then we knew the total dollar amount that we had available. So, you know, we're going to spend all that $11 billion. I would encourage folks to get in as soon as they can. I think we're pretty good at predicting what the universe of the program is going to be. But
the program includes $11 billion in total funding, and producers have until April 17th to enroll with their local farm service agency. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.